former Fargo Parks director is suing his old employer, saying age discrimination will not be tolerated here. The war of words is underway on the Fargo Public School Board as board members take sides on conflict of interest allegations with the outgoing superintendent. And after 125 bills get signed into law, the new South Dakota governor says, nope, I'm not signing that one. His first veto as governor. Good afternoon, friends. Steve Ahlstrom here with you for the Steve Ahlstrom Show on this Thursday afternoon. Those stories today on the program, plus Tim Walz hits the ground running for some town hall meetings in Republican districts in other states. Yes, this is an interesting story. We'll dive into that one. And the inflation picture continues to get better. I don't know how long this will last, but the new producer price index data today that might make you look twice. Got a lot of stuff to do here on the show today. Glad to be with you here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. A little windy out there today, but man, 58 degrees last time I checked. It feels so good. It's hard to find snow. I was going to say we continue to melt the snow, but I don't know if there's much snow out there anymore. We'll take it. But we are going to get some snow this weekend, and it sounds like this thing has taken a turn for the worst since we left you yesterday. Dino now saying instead of 1 to 4 inches, which was sort of the buzz yesterday, we're talking maybe 5 to 8, and a lot of wind, so things could get interesting on Saturday. So we'll dive into all those things and more here on the show today. We would like to invite you to join us on the Valley Christian Counseling and Wellness phone line, 701-271-1100, if you have got something to say. They have recently expanded and can get you in fast, now offering counseling, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and a nurse practitioner. Make an appointment and get in this week at valleychristian.co. And I'm coming to you live from the Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North Studio. Your home is your greatest asset protected, and go to pccnd.com to learn more. North Dakota Big School Basketball Tournament is underway at the Fargo Dome, so I've got one eye on that today. Basketball tournament time is just the best. Honestly, hockey tournament time is the best. Basketball, I just love this time of year. And you got the spring sports getting started, spring training baseball going on. You know the Twins have their season opener like 2 weeks from today? Isn't this crazy? Like we've gotten that far on this thing already. I love it. I love spring. Fall is really good too. Addison, spring or fall? Better or worse than the other?
I'm going to go with fall for the colors.
I hear you. I think a lot of people would say the same. Boy, there's just nothing like spring coming, though, after a winter time around here.
That's
and
true.
Things start thawing out, and you feel like, you know, we might be able to get through this. But I tell you what, our part of the world, we get some really nice fall days. So fall is a good thing, too. We'll take it. Summer, spring, fall, I'll take it all. I could just do without the winter. All right, let's get going here on the 4 o'clock wrap. Semi-automatic storylines going rapid fire to catch you up on what has been a very busy and eventful day. We start with the almanac for today, March 13th. Hey, we're almost halfway through March already. We're making progress. Average high 34, average low 17, record high 64 in 1911. But last check, we were at 68 already. So, well, hang on now. Let me check, make sure I'm not just imagining things. No. We're only at 59. We're not that warm. Why does this thing is 68, for gosh sakes? 59. So I don't know we're going to get there. We got a long way to go. That was back in 1911 we hit 64. On this day in 1896, minus 28. Sunrise this morning was at 7:43. Sunset will be at 7:30. Yes, we've reached that milestone. It won't get dark till after 7:30. Now we'll gain 3 minutes and 22 seconds of daylight today. In the markets, another tough day on Wall Street. Apparently, the markets got spooked again by the whole tariff thing. The president came out and said, I'm not scared of this, you guys. I'm not going to change my mood on this thing or change my decisions just because some people are getting a little skittish. This is nice in the political world because usually it's, you know, put your finger up in the air so see what way the wind is blowing. And if what you're doing isn't polling well, you probably change course on it, even if you think it's the right thing to do. Well, that's not this guy. He's sticking tight. The Dow was down 537 points today. The S&P 500 down 77. NASDAQ down 345. So we are well off 10% as far as the correction from the top of the markets to where we're at right now. Not sure where this is going or how long it'll go. Here's what I'm telling you, though. If I had money sitting on the sidelines, I'd be backing up the truck, buying good names. This is not going to last. This, like, worry about tariffs. Most of the tariffs haven't even gone in yet. I would be all about that. Gold and silver have had such a run-up, I probably would lay off of them. But I'm still tempted to dip my toe in the Bitcoin pool a little bit here. Haven't done it yet. Got to get a little cash on the side first. It's all being tied up in other things. I hate that. Okay, crude oil today down $1.10 at $66.76. Gold today up $54 an ounce. We've gone over $3,000 now in gold, up almost 2 percentage points today. Silver up 75 cents at $34.49, and Bitcoin down about $2,500 today, $80,426. AAA says the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded gas down another penny from yesterday, $3.07. North Dakota price $3 even. Minnesota $2.98. South Dakota $2.96. In the news today, former executive director of the Fargo Park District, Dave Leaker, is pursuing legal action amid claims that the Park District created a, quote, hostile work environment and discriminated against him because of his age. He is 59 years of age. He was the park director, and kind of as we get close to, or as we got close to opening up that new Sanford Fargo Park athletic complex, all of a sudden we found out that he wasn't there anymore, and he is suing there to the park district there. He claims city officials didn't file any disciplinary actions or notifications before he was placed on a performance improvement plan in late 22. He seeks restitution for age discrimination, retaliation, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Yowza. He was a park district director from July of 2019 until June of 2023. I do believe he resigned from that job. I don't think he was fired, but it doesn't say that in the story I'm reading here. Well, this one's getting interesting. The Forum today reports a Fargo school board member, Robin Nelson, is outing Allie Ohlenberger as the unnamed source in our report from yesterday, day before, about Rupa Gandhi and doing work for his new business that he's starting this summer. He is the outgoing superintendent of schools, and there was a story that WDAY Radio Newsroom broke a couple of days ago, I think it was a couple of days ago, or either that or yesterday, saying that an unnamed source within Fargo Public Schools has said that there's issues about this conflict of interest. Well, Robin Nelson says it's a false report, and that she questions that board member's motive, speaking of Ohlenberger. The Forum did some digging on what he can and can't do there in this particular situation. The Fargo Public Schools policy reports, the Forum, indicates that employees cannot engage in any outside activity that conflicts with their duties as the school district employee. The Forum also reports that the emails from these projects where he was working on deals with the city of Fargo and TNT Kids Fitness were sent at 5 p.m. on a weekday in December and on the following Sunday, according to email time stamps. So another board member, the president, Katie Christensen-Minier, said Gandhi has been very upfront with the board about his business. She said, "I'm not concerned. He's been able to fulfill his duties and his responsibilities." So they're apparently giving him good marks for how he is handling this. And Robin Nelson says it's Ohlenberger who has brought up things unfairly. I called Allie and I asked if she would come on the program and talk about this. And she said she is not able to speak about this any longer. So I don't know who she was speaking to, but she is not able to talk with us about it. So there you go on that. South Dakota Governor Larry Rodin has vetoed his first bill. House Bill 1132 would have expanded the child care assistance program to more families. And Rodin said that if we approve this bill, which was approved by the House and the Senate, it takes away our core mission of this program here. He said the program is designed as a safety net to help low-income families. And this would do too much. So a good fiscal conservative down there trying to do what is right in his mind. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz reports Valley News Live is heading out onto the road to do some town halls in Republican districts, not in Minnesota. So he's going to Des Moines, Iowa, and Wisconsin and Ohio in the coming weeks, more stops being added. I guess he really does want to be president. So he's going into these districts where they say that Republicans don't want to go to their own districts and have meetings because they'll be chewed out by their constituents about DOGE and all these other things. So Tim Walz says, I'll go do those meetings if the Republican congressmen and women don't want to do them. CNN reports today that the producer price index, this is a wholesale inflation gauge, basically what factories get for their products when they go to the wholesale level, was unchanged from January. So 0% interest increase between January and February. So it rose basically 0%, didn't rise at all in January or in February. And for the 12 months ending in February, the year-over-year number was 3.2%. In January, the number was 0.6% and 3.7% year-over-year, which I remember telling you all at the time, a 0.6%, that's like 7.2% annualized. So inflation is still a problem. Maybe they just butchered the January report. Now they're trying to fix it now. I don't know, but I was surprised to see that. That is... one of those two numbers is an outlier, either the 0.6 or the zero. One of those two isn't right. President Trump today doubled down, says CNBC, on his escalating tariff plans, even as his economic agenda continues to rattle investors. He said, quote, I'm not going to bend at all when asked about his tariff plans during an Oval Office meeting today. He said, we've been ripped off for years. We're not going to be ripped off anymore. And he's not going to change his mind about enacting sweeping reciprocal tariffs that are set to go into effect on April 2nd. He said, there may be a little disruption in our economic markets, but it won't be very long. Trump also today threatened a 200% tariff on European wine, champagne, and spirits. Okay, here's where I need your help. I'm trying to think of what comes to us that you got to have that is European when it comes to wine, champagne, and spirits. What do we got? Some French wine and Italian wine, probably. Champagne. I don't think people drink a lot of champagne anymore. I really don't. And spirits. So, like, you know, is there, what's the Jim Beam of Europe or whatever that we might miss coming out of Europe? You know, vodka is mostly Russian, I think. So what beverages would this apply to? Anyway, Trump said that he is threatening this because the European Union is going to go forward with a planned tariff on American whiskey and bourbon. Now, them's fighting words. So Trump says, okay, fine. I'll do a 200% tariff on European wine, champagne, and spirits. North Dakota lawmakers, reports the Bismarck Tribune, are on the verge of making their state the first to tell the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its decade-old ruling of same-sex marriage. This is the North Dakota's House Concurrent Resolution 3013 that we've been talking about. Bismarck Tribune says that the votes are there now to approve this in the Senate, so this likely will go through. It's just a resolution, but it would be sent to the Supreme Court saying we need to overturn the legalization of same-sex marriage. This is not legislation. This is just a resolution. I don't know what good it would do. I don't know why they're taking their time with it, to be honest with you. But there you go. I'm just telling you what's happening here. CNBC reports egg prices have fallen sharply in March. The cost of white large shell eggs declined $1.20 a dozen last week to $6.85. So eggs, on average, I guess, were $8 a dozen. So we got some good news there. The mortgage rate picture continues to look stable and steady. Mortgage rates staying near a three-month low this week. The average of 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, reports Freddie Mac, was at 6.63 last week. This week it's 6.65, so no change in mortgages. We're not going up. We're not going down. We're staying the same thing. The Forum reports that Fargo North boys basketball head coach Travis Hogue, with the state tournament beginning today, has been placed on administrative leave. He will not coach the Spartans in the state tournament that started today. They are not making any comment as to why, nor are they answering any questions about why. The North boys basketball team is in action right now against Bismarck Century. They just started at the Fargo Dome. And so they will be without their head coach this weekend at the tournament. He has been suspended, placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. Earlier today at the Dome, a couple games in the books, the East top seed West Fargo beat Dickinson 82-55. And the East number three seed with a bit of an upset, Davies beats Bismarck 80-77. So West Fargo and Davies in tomorrow night's semifinals. On the girls' side, one game in the book so far, Horace, the top seed of the East, beat Bismarck Legacy 73-59. Those, friends, are some of the stories making headlines here on this Thursday afternoon. When we come back, the day in Doge. What do you need to know about the money that we have saved today? We'll talk about that coming up next. If you're sitting in your basement here watching winter fade to spring, dreaming of a better space, well, Delta Design and Construction can turn those dreams into a reality. Whether you need an extra bedroom, a cozy family room, or a sleek home office, they've got you covered. Let their expert team transform your basement into the perfect living area. Visit deltadesign.biz. See what they can do for your home. Delta Design and Construction, making your home better one room at a time. All right, it's time for your daily dose of Doge. Much to my surprise, when I was prepping for the show today, I called up the Doge Tracker page. And there are about 100 new contracts that have been canceled that show up on the website today. And they probably total, what were we, about $106 billion yesterday. So we've added another $9 billion to that. So $115 billion in tax dollars saved, they claim. They're about 6% of the way toward their $2 trillion goal, which Elon Musk has now said, yeah, we're kind of actually shooting for a trillion. Either way, we're seeing some good things happen. So what was canceled, you might ask? Well, over the last 24 hours or so, they have terminated contracts with a total ceiling of about $1.7 billion, including an $8.5 million consulting contract for fiscal stewardship to improve management and program operations in order to drive innovation and improve efficiency and effectiveness of business services in rethinking, realigning, and reskilling the workforce, and enhancing program delivery through a number of transformational initiatives. I have no idea what that is. But that's what someone was going to get paid $8.5 million. Can you imagine that? Now, I don't know if this is a 2 or 3 year project, but $8.5 million for consulting. I got to get into consulting. Like, literally, you need no overhead. It's just you and a computer writing some stuff up, digging into some things. The federal government approved that contract, $8.5 million. And I can't even tell you what fiscal stewardship, that's like financial consulting, like a CFO coming in there. So if that's like a 10-year contract, it's like $850,000 a year. It's just insane how many things there are in here. Now, some of these things, I'm sure there's going to be something along the way where someone's going to dig into it and say, you know what, this was actually helpful and we kind of did need it. I'm sure there's a few of those things, but honest to gosh, if someone has looked into this and has said, we don't need this, we don't have to have this anymore, it just goes to show you how much is there and who knows where this all ends. So interesting stuff today. Overall, they say that in the last 2 days, federal agencies have terminated more than 239 wasteful contracts. So they continue to find more stuff. And for a while, every day they were dumping a few things on the website. Now you can go like a week without seeing, and then all of a sudden, like today, they dump them all on there. So they have been busy. They're just not posting every day. 4:30 here on the Steve Alstrom Show. In walks Austin Erickson, which is always a good thing because he's got an update on our local news headlines. Hello, sir.
Hi. The only time it's a bad thing is if I have breaking news and it's bad.
I guess that's true, but we don't shoot the messengers around here.
Well, good.
We just have to
find out what happened.
Because I'm not
wearing Kevlar. Anyway, Fargo Public Schools says Fargo North head boys basketball coach and Ben Franklin middle school teacher Travis Hoag has been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation, and that came the day before the Spartans are playing Bismarck Century in the state tournament. That game is going on right now. Fargo Public Schools says because of an open investigation, administrators can't share any other information. Fargo Police says Hogue is not under criminal investigation. Assistant coach Paul Zenz will be the interim coach for the rest of the season. In 2019, Hogue was named Fargo Public Schools Teacher of the Year.
Yeah, it's a good job by you guys kind of digging into that story. Interesting note that the police say that there's nothing going on here, so it's not anything legal that way. So I guess maybe time will tell. We may find out at some point here. I just think about those kids that have been playing all year, and now they go into the tournament and their head coach isn't there. Obviously, they have an assistant that they know and trust, but it's just not the same. What a horrible distraction for those kids.
Yeah, they were told, this district tells us that they were told yesterday before practice.
Yeah.
And the game's going on right now.
Right now, yeah. I haven't seen it. I just flipped around the TV.
Go to
channel
592.
Is that where it is?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we'll check that out here.
Moorhead Area Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Brandon Lunick says he's concerned about Minnesota's projected $6 billion deficit in the 2028-29 biennium.
That's the one thing that's keeping us up at night is that if you combine that instability with the potential changes that could be coming from the federal government in terms of how the dollars are distributed to the states, that's another impact.
The Trump administration has cut the U.S. Department of Education's workforce in half. The department gives federal funding to states, which then determine how much money school districts get. Lunek says his district doesn't have much communication with the federal Department of Education. He says it's up in the air how that federal money could be sent to states if the U.S. Department of Education is eliminated. And the North Dakota Senate, this just happening within the last hour, the North Dakota Senate strikes down a resolution asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its ruling giving gay marriage rights in a 31-13 vote. The House passed the resolution last month. Supporters of that resolution believe the 2015 decision was unjust, and they say marriage is between a man and a woman. The ACLU of North Dakota advocacy manager Cody Schuler says, quote, "We're disappointed because of the blind vote. North Dakotans will not be able to see how their senators voted." And I wasn't aware that they can actually do that, but maybe that happens in a resolution rather than a bill.
Interesting. We were talking about that story earlier in the program, and at that point the Senate had not voted yet on it. So both houses now have voted to support that resolution.
No. The Senate voted down.
The Senate voted it down.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. So the House voted to do it. The Senate said, no, it's not our place to get involved with this.
Right.
Okay.
And my understanding is the Supreme Court doesn't overturn rulings unless, you know, a court case is in front of them.
Yeah,
they
it's ceremonial.
So for me, I'm wondering why tax dollars was spent on this.
I said the same thing, Austin. I can be for something, but I also look at something and I say, you're not going to do any good anyway. Now, are they spending a lot of tax dollars? No, it's not a big deal. To me, it's silly. It's like the Hamas and Israel things that they wanted the city commissions to weigh in on. That's not what they're there to do. And you can't impact any change anyway, so why do it?
Unless a city like that has a big population of refugees or something, I don't see it either. But the thing I look at it as is you only have, what, 80 days in a legislative session in North Dakota? So you only have a certain amount of time to vote on certain things and get things done.
By the way, Fargo North trailing Bismarck Century 40-22 early in the second half. So not going well today for the boys on the north side in multiple different areas. Thank you, Austin.
Yeah,
appreciate
welcome.
The update. 4:34 here on the Steve Hallstrom Show. It is time now to take a look at the weather. The picture's changing a little bit. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here from the Skywatch Weather Center with the latest. Dino, how about that blizzard? What are we thinking?
Steve, we've got a classic spring storm heading our way over the next 48 hours. And I'll tell you what, if you have any travel plans around the area on Saturday, you're going to want to alter those. Just an early heads up. But mild weather out ahead of this system. A lot of clouds coming in here this afternoon, and that's limiting temperatures a little bit, but we should still come pretty close to 60 or so. Record is 64. I think we're going to fall just shy of that, unfortunately. And then tonight, we're going to hit temperatures only in the mid-40s for lows. Southeast wind about 10 to 20. And Friday is going to feel like spring, as more humidity will get pulled into the area out in advance of this storm. And that's going to warm us up into the 60s. Some areas in the far southern valley could touch 70 tomorrow if we see enough sunshine. So that's something you don't see too often. That would be that would set a record. Now, as we head into Friday night, that's when we start to see our chance of showers and even a few thunderstorms that will be moving in from the south. And the timing on that is after about 6, 7 o'clock at night. And then we'll see rain up and through about midnight, maybe 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, before that changes over to snow here in the valley overnight Friday night as temperatures drop off quickly into the low 30s to upper 20s. Now, Saturday morning is going to be a mess around here with snow, blowing snow, reduced visibility. And we're looking at very, very difficult travel with blizzard or near blizzard conditions from the valley eastward into Lakes Country. Our latest computer guidance, they're upping the totals. All of our main models have upped the totals for the FM area, but there's a sharp, sharp cutoff going west. The further west you go, even just in Cass County, amounts drop significantly, but you go east into Clay County, and there's areas in eastern Clay County that could see 10, 11 inches of snow out of this. So we'll keep you up to date on the forecast online and on air. But be prepared to alter any travel plans that you have for Saturday, as we're expecting blizzard to near blizzard conditions, especially in the morning. But more than likely, that's going to last into the afternoon as well.
Okay. Thank you, Dino. Appreciate it very much. When we come back on the Steve Holsham Show, is Dr. Rupak Gandhi guilty of anything here? I'm not so sure. We're going to dig into that when we come back on the Steve Holsham Show. Don't go away. Row and Joe Junk Haul Removal is your best choice for getting that mess out of there. Whether you need some commercial clean out, residential clean out, hoarding clean out, you need to have some stuff busted up and gotten out of there. Nobody better than Row and Joe Junk Haul and Removal. They say when it's got to go, call Row and Joe. John Minton, a 30-year combat vet, is the guy who runs that place over there. And when they do a job, they put their family's name on it, so you know it's going to get done well. Don't go to those 1-800 out-of-town people that don't know what it takes to get the job done. You need real people with a real work ethic that grew up in our backyard. That's John and the team at Row and Joe Junk Haul and Removal. Good patriots, good faith, family, freedom people. RowandJoeJunk.com is the website, RoenJoeJunk.com. I want to talk about the Rupak Gandhi story because we're starting to see sort of, I wouldn't want to say contradicting reporting, but we're starting to see reporting coming to show different pictures of the same story. Yesterday, I believe it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, our news team reported that Dr. Gandhi, who is resigning from his job as Fargo School Superintendent and has started a business with his wife that they're going to do after January 30th, has agreed not to take any more contracts on until he leaves the district at the end of the school year. Apparently, he has been doing some work for the city of Fargo and some work with TNT Kids Fitness. Don't know how much work has been done. Maybe it's just some initial, you know, looking over this or having some conversations on that. It might have been full-fledged work that he was doing. We don't know that yet. But apparently, Gandhi says, I'm not going to do any more of this, secure any more contracts until I leave there. And this after a school board source in the school board told our team, an unnamed source, that there has been some concern about some of these things that he's doing because he's already got a job. He shouldn't be doing another one has basically been the concern. All right, so that was the story that came out yesterday. Today, the forum puts out a story and says, well, we have a named school board person, Robin Nelson, fellow board member, who pointed fingers and said, I'll tell you who the unnamed source is. It's Allie Ohlenberger. She's the one who is talking to WDAY and the Flag news team about this. She said it's pretty unfortunate, quote. She told the forum, I would question that board member's motives. So you kind of have sort of two sides, it looks like, on this one. One who seems concerned about it and one who doesn't. And so now you're left to try to figure out what happened. Now, hear me out on this because I'm trying to get my head around this. Gandhi announces in November that he's going to resign at the end of the school year. the school, nobody has been able to get a copy from the school of his contract. So we don't know what he was allowed to do and what he wasn't. The school's policy, they say, says you can't engage in any outside activity that directly or indirectly conflicts with their duties. Okay, so here's what we know, according to the forum, that Gandhi sent emails from the work he's doing with the city and the TNT Kids Fitness. The emails were sent at 5 p.m. on a weekday in December and on the following Sunday. Okay, if that's the case then, and his contract does not specifically forbid him from doing something like he's talking about here, then my question to you is, has he done anything wrong? Because if he has, I don't see it. Now, I have concerns about Dr. Gandhi. By the way, Rupak and I get along very well. I wouldn't say we're friends, but we're cordial. I see him out, polite conversations. I don't appreciate where he is on some of the issues, certainly the LGBT and the trans thing with the legislature. And I've said that. But I don't hate his guts. And I don't think that he deserves to be taken back and shot for that. I disagree with his opinion on that. So I'm trying to be fair here because I can have my opinions on people. And I believe based on what I have seen, it's probably a good thing for all involved that he is moving on to another adventure and they have a new superintendent coming in. I do think that that's true. But I'm not going to say that the guy should be thrown in jail for 10 years on this one. Here's what I see. You can't have competing interests. We don't know that he does. Now, if information comes out that says that, then I will react to it at that time, and I will not approve of that, of course. But if what we know about this whole thing is that he can't have any outside activity that directly or indirectly conflicts with his duties as superintendent, we don't know that he's done that. And the fact that he's sending emails at 5 p.m. On a weekday, that's after hours. And if it's on a Sunday, that's on a weekend. Again, I don't have a problem with it. Now, if more information comes out, then we can have something more to react to. I happen to be a fan of Ali Ohlenberger, and I think that Ali gets a lot of things right. But I don't know that she is the source on this to our newsroom either. So if she is, I hope that she's able to bring forth more information about this. And I called her and asked if she would come on the show today. And she said, I'm not allowed to discuss this. Okay, fair enough. So I don't know what she knows that if it is her, where she has information that makes her believe that there's a conflicting interest here. Because you can do what you're doing, and maybe it's not the best way to handle it. Maybe it's not even ethical or scrupulous, but my definition of that and yours may be different. So I think when you have people like this who have been a lightning rod in the community and they have done or said things that we maybe don't agree with here on the conservative side, the temptation is to try to find concerns with them and try to make them be a bad guy here. Now, he might be a bad guy in this. I don't know. But as of right now, I'm hearing too many people on our side with, oh, there goes Gandhi again. And I just don't know enough to say that that's what's going on here. So I'm just saying that when these stories come out, it's best to take some time, take a breath, let a few days go by and see what we find out. Because right now, if what he is guilty of is sending some emails at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday and doing some emails at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, if that's all we know, and that he's signed contracts with these couple of entities, guys, I don't know that he's done anything wrong here. We need to find out more. So I think we just need to get more information on the table. I hope if Ali Ohlenberger is this person, if she is a source, I hope she brings that forward. But she's not wrong either for saying, look, I've just got concerns about you getting contracts. But two things can exist simultaneously. She might have concerns about him doing it, getting these contracts, but he's not doing anything against his contract. So she can have concerns. I have concerns about a lot of things that people don't care about or that are legal or whatever. So I just, this is a story that feels like the temperature is rising quickly because of the people involved. And Allie Ohlenberger is a public enemy number one of the liberals in Fargo because she has been very vocal in certain things in the past. So if she is the source that has been talking about this, I just want to know more about it because she can be concerned about something where there's not really any wrongdoing that's happening. All I'm saying, friends, is we don't know enough yet to know if anybody is guilty of anything. And hopefully over time, we find that out. All right, what do you want to add to this? What am I missing? What do you think should be said? Am I taking one side or the other too much or not enough? 271-1100, 701-271-1100. We're going to take a short break. Let you weigh in on that if you would like to do that. When we come back on the program, we can talk more on that one. I also have a few things that I want to talk about here a little bit about the two astronauts that have been up in space forever. Why can we not get these people down? Sounds like we're trying, but we're not very good at it. We're going to talk about that as we continue here on the Steve Ahlstrom Show. From the text line, Steve, I live in Minnesota, and I love that Governor Walz won't come and meet with his own rural constituents, but he'll go to other states and call out those officials for not meeting their constituents. This is fantastic. This is the text message of the week. The hypocrisy is amazing. What a tool. 100%. I didn't think about it that way, but that's right. When's the last time that Tim Walz did a town hall meeting in Detroit Lakes or whatever? But no, he's going to go to Nebraska, where there's a blue district, and there's a guy that represents them, and they hate the guy. So the guy's not going to do a town hall there because he'd get run out of the building. So Tim Walz is going to go down there and be a hero. But, yeah, he won't meet with his own people 100%. That's very well said. I appreciate that. From the email line, Steve, I saw this on Facebook last night and thought about your conversation yesterday about us growing soft as Americans. And she sends me a meme. It's a picture of an old-fashioned school desk. And above it in the caption by the desk says, for sale, 3-in-1, tornado, earthquake, and nuclear bomb shelter. Yeah, that's right. You remember those days getting under the desk? I do. This is sent to me by emailer Cheryl. She said, Steve, it's not really just one thing, though, as far as us getting soft. It's a culmination of things. My grandparents lived inside the city limits of Hibbing, Minnesota, didn't get an indoor bathroom until 1974. My dad and his three brothers shared another one-room house on the property as their bedroom and had no bathroom there either. They had an outhouse and a sauna with a shower area. Air conditioning was an option on new cars in the 70s and early 80s, but nobody had it in their houses. Our teams, the cheerleaders, the bands, everybody rode to out-of-town sporting events in yellow school buses, not travel buses. I could go on for days. Technology and the desire for us as parents to have our children have, quote, better lives has evolved us into a softer people. Take care. Man, that's good. That's right. Yeah, we did. Can you, like, I would not be able to make it these days without AC and heat. And we did back in the day. Yep, nobody had air conditioners in their houses. We did growing up. Yellow school buses, not the charter coaches. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Good stuff there. Yeah, we have. We've tried to give our kids a better life. And, like, what parent can be blamed for that? But, yeah, I mean, sometimes in doing that, you inadvertently create some softer people. I don't know what you do about that because I think we all want to take care of our kids and our families. But we've talked about it. It's not our kids' fault. It's not our fault. But they've gotten spoiled a little bit based on us trying to take care of them. So thanks, Cheryl. That's a good carryover from yesterday. All right, I got to get to this story. And by the way, we're out today at 5 o'clock. We have state tournament basketball tonight. We don't do this very often, but state quarterfinal night, we have basketball here coming up in just a few minutes. So, but these two astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, they were supposed to go out into space for about a week or so. And they've been out there now for like 9 months. And I don't know exactly what the story is there, but they've been out there since June of last year at the International Space Station Man, it would drive you crazy, wouldn't it? So in August, NASA announced the spacecraft would return without the two on board, and the agency said the spacecraft's unmanned return would let it and Boeing continue to gather testing data on its upcoming flight home. But they had some helium leaks and issues with spacecraft reaction control thrusters, whatever that is, and so they had to leave them up there. Why can we not go get them with some other kind of some spacecraft? This is nuts. Well, they were going to go get them with something from SpaceX that Elon and the gang were putting together, but they couldn't. Something happened. There was a snag in that, so they're going to go up. I think I saw they're going to try to do that tomorrow. But, geez, Joe Biden, I mean, figure this out, can't you? Like, how to get these people home again? They have families and lives down here, so I feel bad for those folks. I really do. And hopefully they get them back soon. Steve, check out the blood moon that we had this morning. Did you see it? I did not. Where is the hazy and smoky air coming from today? I don't know. It is kind of smoky out there. I just thought it was cloudy. I don't know. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. I just thought it was cloudy there. Steve, on those contracts that were canceled by the Doge boys, I think it would be fascinating to actually read the proposals for the contracts or for the grounds they were awarded from, especially those proposals where Stacey Abrams' group gets $1 billion. That must have been an outstanding grant. I think there'd be a lot to learn from the proposals. It would be fascinating reading. Yeah, the Doge website is pretty good. If you go on there and click on each of those items, it'll give you like a link to a post of some kind. In some cases, it'll give you the purchase order, and in some cases, a cancellation order. So there is some data on there for sure. All right, my friend. Well, I hope you have a great night. Stay tuned. James and Jace got some high school tournament basketball for you. I'll see you back here tomorrow on the Steve Holcim Show. Have a great night, my friend. Keep on flying that flag.